part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today on that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, this is just completely, completely weird tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live on Coast to Coast. Stations all over the place, and we are grateful for your being with us tonight as well. Let me just tell you, 888-340-3373. Of course, the phone lines are open. Of course, we're going to be taking your calls. And, of course, we're looking forward to we're trying to get behind the mush of your brain to see if anything is there. I know that with some of you that's going to be a bigger trial than others, but we're committed to the task tonight to see if you have the stuff of what binge thinkers are made of. Welcome to Saturday night. No, I'm not filling time for Stephen Baldwin. He's not here. We got some letters a couple of weeks ago. People were saying, hey, Kevin, every time you come on and you're talking really fast, we always know that Stephen's not in the studio yet. Yeah, he's not coming tonight. Well, I'm going to let him explain it as only a Baldwin can. He's in four different places at the same time or something like that, somewhere between Ellis Island. I don't know if he's renouncing his citizenship or if he's up in Syracuse at Mom's fundraising. Her breast cancer research fund, the Carolyn Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund, is having its big fundraiser in the Syracuse area tonight. So it's one of those things where, you know, he's not here, but he's going to check in with us. And the reason I don't know, see, I don't know why he had to go to Ellis Island. See, one of the Facebook guys, the founders of Facebook this week, said, hey, if we renounce our citizenship, if I'm no longer an American citizen, I don't have to pay American citizen taxes anymore. And so the Facebook founder, one of the founders of Facebook, is actually saying that he's going to stop being an American citizen so that he can get out of paying the taxes that Barack Obama wants him to pay. Talk about reinventing the economy. What if half the population just suddenly said, "Okay, I'm not an American anymore"? what would Barack Obama do at that point? That would be pretty scary. Anyway, our phone number is 888-340-3373. I don't want to talk about the Facebook guy, although it would be an interesting question to ask. Should the guy get to renounce his citizenship? In other words, can we make him stay an American citizen? Would it be good to make the founder of Facebook, the one that's trying to get out of paying his taxes, he wants to renounce his citizenship and be relieved of his tax obligations, would it be a good idea for America to force him to remain an American? 888-340-3373. What a weekend I've had. Today we celebrated baby James's second birthday. Now, he turned two a couple of weeks ago. But today was the day that the lovely bride had the matching tablecloths on the tables outside in the park and the raspberry lemonade. Yep, raspberry, frozen raspberries in lemonade makes raspberry lemonade. Who knew? It's like the stuff that she comes up with. It's like it looks like she went to culinary school and actually she just figured out if you put frozen raspberries in lemonade, you get raspberry lemonade. And it's cold to boot. Always a plus. But we had friends around and it was cute. Baby James was driving his little tractor that his grandpa made for him. All wood, but you know he loves this tractor, so he drives it around. All his friends were driving it around, and that made him upset. But we got a little sunburned today, so I'm feeling the effects of a beautiful spring in the Metro New York area, and I hope that you had a great day as well. Stephen Baldwin is going to check in with us at some point on tonight's broadcast. I just don't know the exact time and place at which that's going to happen. But he did promise. He called I don't know, 10 minutes before the show and said, I'm not going to be on at the top of the show. I'll be on it, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes after. So we'll hopefully hear from Stephen tonight. 888-340-3373. But I do have something I want to touch base on. There's actually two or three topics that were really quite profound this week. Did you know that we were letting terrorists go in secret? Did you know this? Have you heard this reported anywhere? Yeah, people that hate us, people that had engaged in trying to kill us, people that we had captured on the field of battle and actually had them lawfully restrained so that they couldn't get out to do it again, we've been letting them go in secret. And then we found out about it this week. I want to talk about that. 888-340-3373. We're going to probably have to at some point. But even a bigger assault on my innocence, my well-being, occurred this week on the newsstands when I turned the corner in my local Stop and Shop. And there on the magazine aisle is the cover of Time magazine with a 26-year-old topless and a 4 or 5-year-old child nursing. And this unveiled appearance by this woman, she's actually interviewed in the magazine, discusses a topic that I have spent very little time researching because normally, the stuff on the cover of Time magazine doesn't have to do with this, but I guess because it's Mother's Day weekend, they thought this was an appropriate topic. But there's this new thing called attachment parenting. Have you heard that phrase? The lovely bride has. Oh, my goodness. She was telling me all about how, it's gone so far as to drive divisions between people that... between people that have different parenting styles. Like, some people that practice attachment parenting, they're actually disowning their friends that practice traditional parenting. And the traditional parenting people are having trouble with the attachment parenting people, and they're disowning the attachment parenting friends. But it's coming between themselves and their good friends. And when you get into the nitty-gritty of why, I think there might be a logical explanation to this. So we've got terrorists being let go secretly, being kept from the American people. We didn't know about it until this week, and they've already given many of them away. I'm very curious as to if you think that will help us stem the tide of future terrorist attacks. That's what I would like to ask you on that question. The policy of that is, will it work? When I give you the details of why the Obama administration decided to do it, I'm sure you'll have an opinion about it. And then this attachment parenting syndrome that has taken over. And when I asked the lovely bride about it, she said, what a disgusting cover for the cover of Time magazine going into Mother's Day weekend. So we will we'll touch on both of those. I want to give you an update, though, because some of you were here last week when we were welcoming AM 660, WORL Radio in Orlando. And Orlando, welcome again, hope that we have a great night tonight. Would love to hear from some Orlando callers tonight, by the way. We're going to have the phone lines open for the entire broadcast. But we were talking about food for orphans in the 2012 and 2012 initiative. And I wanted to let you know that through last weekend, so as of Monday of last week, in our goal to help feed 2012 orphans with the Baldwin McCullough Show and the Danny Johnson Show and the Kevin McCullough Show, three radio shows coming together to try to accomplish this, that of the 2,012 orphans we're trying to reach before the end of the year, we've already fed 573 orphans. 573 of you have said, I'm going to feed at least one child. That's a powerful thing, friend. You're putting yourself outside of your own existence to imagine the harsh circumstances that these kids are facing. And in doing so, for 25 cents a meal, you're relieving them of that pain in their belly, and you're giving them the vitamins that they need, and you're stepping up to the plate. But thus far, 573 kids have been helped. 2012 is the goal. That's 1489 to go. Anyway, coming right back, it's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Extreme Charities Foundation.
Offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs.
I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you...
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 888-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So welcome to Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and we are down a couple of staff members on the crew tonight. We're down not only is Stephen Baldwin out on assignment and supposedly calling in. He said somewhere around 20 after. He still hasn't dialed in. But also our normal engineer, Ivan Quinones, who has some big news when he gets back, and I'll let him tell that when he gets back to the show. But he's been gone for 2 weeks now, and I don't think that's going to happen again. Because what happens is that then Kevin McCullough gets tapped to run the show as well as host the show. And if it weren't for Jackie, I would literally be in this building entirely on my own and completely inept. Because then I would need to be screening the phone calls, too, and that's not going to happen. So thank goodness Jackie's here. She's helping me hold this thing together with duct tape and baling wire. And she's getting pizza. The important things are all cared for. Anyway, 888-340-3373. But Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, happy to be with you every Saturday night. And for those of you that are listening in the Zeeland, Michigan, Grand Rapids area, my sincerest apologies listening on AM 1260, The Pledge, because evidently for more than just a few weeks, I mean, this may be going back to the 1st of April as best as I've been able to put this together. You guys have been part of the family of stations, and we have not yet acknowledged you, and so I feel terrible about that. WPNW, AM 1260, The Pledge, News Talk. For the Zeeland, Michigan, Grand Rapids, that entire area, and we're just thrilled to be on AM 1260, The Pledge, in the Zeeland, Michigan area, and of course last week we told you we're now front and center on Saturday nights on AM 660 WORL out of Orlando, and we're thrilled to be there as well. So tonight, if you are from the Grand Rapids or Orlando area, you get to go to the front of the line. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. It doesn't matter what the topic is. If you're from those areas, you get to go to the front of the line. In fact, here's what I'm going to do. The first caller from each of those two markets, Orlando and Grand Rapids tonight, first caller to call the show and get on the air that stems from AM 660 land or AM 1260, a personally autographed copy of my best-selling book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama is Dismantling Hope and Change, will be sent to you. My compliments, Kevin McCullough, tonight. But you have to be the first one to call from Orlando or from Grand Rapids. We'll have some fun with this. And the phone number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And Jackie now knows that she's to be on the lookout for you, too. So if you're from Orlando or Grand Rapids, our two newest markets to the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast, thank you for being there. All right, we've also got some interesting things to talk about. And I want to delve into this one that really bothered me early in the week this week. In fact, it bothered me so much that I had a hard time being civil around people. I had a hard time being civil on Facebook with folks. Because for multiple reasons, but the main one being that we didn't know about this. This wasn't something that we were told was going on. According to Fox News, and this is dated from the 7th, so I guess it's, last weekend? Or Monday or Tuesday of last week. What is today, the 12th? Okay, so this is Tuesday then. But according to sources in Kabul, Afghanistan, and a news publication called News Corps, C-O-R-E, not to be confused with News Corp, the Murdoch operation that owns Fox News, but News Corps, C-O-R-E, according to that news outlet, the United States has been secretly releasing captured Taliban fighters from a detention center in Afghanistan
Okay, I should stop right there because we have nothing else to discuss. Why were they releasing Taliban fighters from a detention center in Afghanistan, number one? And number two, why was it kept secret? If I didn't tell you anything else in the entire story, as freedom-loving, concerned citizens of America, you should be like, blood should be boiling through your brain at this point. That's if I didn't tell you anything else. But I want to show you what your government's doing for you that is helping you so much. I mean, this is, you got to admit, they are looking out for you. I know, it sounds risky putting captured Taliban fighters back into circulation. I know it sounds really, you know, like there might be some sort of danger there that might not be such a good idea. Like they might have a high recidivism rate and go back into the terrorist business and try to kill more Americans. But see, you're just a silly heart if you think that stuff. If you worry about that sort of thing, then it's a character flaw in your nature. There's something wrong with you. Because, of course, every prominent intellectual smarty pants in the country would know that the way you keep America safe is by releasing all of the guys that used to try to kill them. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And I'm curious if the lines are dead or something, because I'm shocked that the phones aren't ringing off the hook. Alex, if you're listening, make sure our phone lines are set up properly tonight, because I can't deal with one more person out of position here. 888-340-3373. But the issue here is the U.S. secretly releasing captured Taliban fighters. That's all you need to know. Now, here's what I want to know as a result of that fact. Obviously, some smarty pants somewhere think that doing this is going to give us some sort of benefit, right? I mean, they wouldn't just let terrorists go for no reason, right? Like, they're going to at least say somewhere in the halls of some building in Washington, D.C., look, here's why we should be doing this, because it's actually going to help us do X, Y, Z all the better. You would think that they would have that hope, right? That would be the goal. No, the strategic release program of detainees is designed to give the U.S. a bargaining chip in some areas of Afghanistan where international forces struggle to exercise control. Is that good or what? Yeah, we're letting them go because we're losing the battle in some places. And in losing the battle in some places, we think that if we let them go, that they might be nicer to us and then cooperate with us in the area where they're defeating the international forces militarily. Letting terrorists go, the path to victory. Does this sound like it makes sense? 888-340-3373.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, when I was writing my new best-selling book, no...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Called for centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, and thankful to be on great stations all over the country. And we're celebrating two new ones in the fold, the Baldwin McCullough fold these nights. AM 660 out of Orlando, WORL, AM 660 in Orlando. And out of Grand Rapids, Zeeland, Michigan area, it's WNPW, AM 1260, The Pledge. So thanks for being there, and thanks for taking us along with you. We're talking in this hour about something that just honked me off at the beginning of the week. I was so angry about this, and I have seen very little of it in the news. All I've seen in the news is gay marriage this and gay marriage that and gay, marriage, and gay marriage there and gay marriage here. And then one day I don't believe in gay marriage, the next day I do. This is Barack Obama, by the way. Let me be clear. Today I now evolve into gay marriage. No, Michelle, I'm still with you. I'm just evolving into gay marriage, and then I'm devolving from gay marriage for the platform. We're not going to put it in the platform. And you know why that happened? Yeah. He looked at the numbers of what happened in North Carolina. African-American churchgoers, 2-1, voted in favor of the amendment. So he still can't just be, like, totally, like, in favor of it. Because he's going to get killed in a demographic that he needs every single person in it to make sense. But forget the real news. Let's talk about the gay marriage stuff all the time. Now, I'm gay this week, I'm not gay next week, and back and forth, back and forth. That's Barack Obama. But in reality, you have his, at his command, at his behest, you have his Defense Department secretly, or maybe the State, it's probably the State Department, pushing for the release of captured terrorists from a detention center in Afghanistan, and not letting the American people know about it. And as a result, they're saying we got to do this program because it's going to help us win parts of the hearts and minds in Afghanistan. Which parts would those be? Oh, the ones we're losing militarily. Oh, great. So do you think the Taliban fighters are going to go help us secure the peace in those areas? Am I the only one that doesn't think that this 2 plus 2 equals 17 thing here? 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open. Let's start with Rick calling from Tampa. Rick, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough tonight, in for Baldwin and myself. Hi.
Yes, you're lonely there tonight, I heard, huh?
I'm getting along okay.
You are? All right. Good. Yeah, no, I call it all the time. Hey, I was talking to her and saying, that, listen, I call. It's great that you guys have Orlando now, because sometimes I'll be driving over by there, and I know I can catch you on a Saturday night. 660 over there. That's great.
Right. From your area there in Tampa, St. Pete, yeah. We've got coverage now all the way across the peninsula.
Yeah, which is good, because you need that connection. And, But I was telling her, I want to get one of your books, though. I'm going to give it to my mother for Mother's Day. She would appreciate it. That's on the side. So if you feel it in your heart for my mom, that would be nice.
There you go, Rick. All right. You've made the best pitch you can. What's your comment on the topic?
No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, and I don't understand why it was a secret. I don't understand why they would do that. I mean, it's just it's idiotic, and it would make it.
No, Rick, you don't understand. You're obviously mistaken here. This is the obvious path to winning a global peace and to stopping terrorism. To let all these guys say they're sorry and let them go home for dinner. That's the way it works.
That is a sneaky plan. I can't believe they unearthed that. And
they kind of Jedi minded the whole universe.
Yeah, they did. They did. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. I've been hearing a lot on this week about, obviously, that gay marriage thing, but not about that. But
squirrel.
This abortion clinic in Kansas. And they were talking about how that this abortion clinic, and a lot of them, do not have to be inspected or get a license or something like that. From how could that be?
I'm not familiar with the details of the story, Rick, so I apologize. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Never mind that.
I'll look it up and get back to you, though. Check in on the Facebook page.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a good show, all right?
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. Let's go to line two. Sharon calling from Reno, Nevada, listening to our wonderful affiliate, KKFT 99.5 FM Talk. Hey, Sharon.
It's not Sharon, it's Sharon.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a typo. Right on my screen it says Sharon, and I was thinking it was a typo.
Well,
I apologize.
Sharon, but not Sharon.
I'm very sorry, Sharon. Go right ahead.
Well, as a both an Israeli and an American who's been fighting terrorism for God knows how many years, and as a living, let's say that I do a lot of lectures around the place to, I guess, you know, for counterterrorism and stuff like that. Here's the thing. People don't understand, and I say it again and again.
Sharon, hold on. We're gonna take this break. Come right back. I want you to
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer
is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is. 800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
Well, what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is. 800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough, and we're glad you're with us every Saturday, 9 to 11. Thank you for being here. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for telling your friends. And thanks for making the effort to muscle up your mind and build up your brain, become a binge thinker. You know, what you think about eventually becomes what you're known for. You don't agree? What you think shapes what you believe. What you believe determines how you behave. How you behave shapes the impact you leave, your reputation. So think, believe, act, impact. What you think turns into who you are, at least how people know you. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Mr. Baldwin joining us hopefully at the top of the next hour to discuss whatever is on his heart and mind tonight. Ivan Quinone is away, so yours truly also running the controls. And 888-340-3373. But I want to go back to the phones because we're talking about this story that broke this week where we found out that in recent weeks the U.S. has been letting terrorists go in Afghanistan. And maybe nobody has a problem with this. Maybe no one has any issues with this whatsoever.
888-340-3373. I went crazy. Because even in the news copy, it says the strategic release program. That meant smart people in Washington came up with this. Anytime you see the word strategic release, you just know some bureaucrat authored it.
Yes, it's because all the nerdy smart people in Washington, D.C. said this would be the best thing to do.
But they've been releasing detainees as a bargaining chip in some areas of Afghanistan where the international forces have struggled to exercise control. What else sounds a lot like this that didn't go so well? Let's let guns go over the border into Mexico, be picked up by the drug cartels, and then used against our Border Patrol agents. Yeah, that made a lot of sense, too. This is like the human version of Fast and Furious. Anyway, to Reno, Nevada we go. Sharon is holding with us, and Sharon held on through the break. Thank you for your patience, kind sir. Now, what are your feelings when you hear the details of this story that we are letting terrorists go in the field of battle?
Well, I think that we've been through the same story before. If it was Vietnam, if it was whatever Israel is going through over there in the last 20, 30 years, and here's the thing. It's not going to work. I mean, I tell people all the time, you know, we can open a McDonald's in every town square from Baghdad to Kabul. They're not going to love us anymore. It's just not going to happen.
Well, and so we just accept that mentally and just go on our way for the night, or what?
Well, I think we definitely need to do something, because here's the thing. The same people you're going to be releasing, they're not going to turn...
Sharon, with all due respect, good man, you sound about as worried about this as, you know, whether you're going to get a sandwich for lunch tomorrow. Dude! We're letting terrorists go! Like, I don't know why we're not melting the phone lines to the White House and to the Congress right now.
Because it's not comfortable. People rather sit down and have dinner instead of doing that. That's what's happening to us these days. Oh, it's far away. It's Afghanistan. It's not going to come back and bite us. That's for this. It's not going to happen. They know. These guys, these smart people in Washington know what they're doing.
That's what we're told constantly.
Well, maybe if they will wear a uniform one day in their lives and actually fly over and actually do what our troops are doing over there day by day and night by night, maybe they'll start changing their views. Maybe they'll start taking care of the American people first.
I hope you're right, Sharon. God bless you. Thank you for your call. My goodness, friends. This is what really bothers me here. We have got so much on the line that we need to worry about domestically going into the fall and into the next election cycle and all the rest of it. When I read that we are secretly releasing terrorists in the field of battle, and the reason we're doing it is to try to make nice with the people that some of the international forces are losing to in certain corners of Afghanistan, please... I don't care if you hate me or not. Try to explain this to me in some sort of way that makes some reasonable ounce of sense. Because I've struggled with this all week. I've thought about this almost every night going to bed. What on earth are we doing letting them go? 888-340-3373. Now let me add this one last curveball into this story. So we're releasing captured terrorist fighters. We're letting them out of the detention center that we've been lawfully letting them be detained in because why? They were trying to kill us and our men on the battlefield and in acts of terrorism. And we're doing it as, quote, a bid to strengthen our hand with peace talks. How does this show strength at all? You know what shows strength? Driving a bulldozer down the block and leveling all the houses. And finding people that have guns that are aimed at us and shooting them. That's what communicates strength. And here's the last part that just kind of, it's like the knife twists when it goes in. Just a little bit more. They're not releasing the bottom feeders.
Allah, my name is Abdul. I'm so dumb I go blow myself up for Allah. Oh, much praise be to Allah. I blow myself up. 72 ver- No, none of them.
None of the low-ranking minions. Who are we letting go? High-level detainees, according to the report. So these are the guys that go recruit all the other guys that then take the mission to fly a plane into the World Trade Center. We're releasing the high-powered guys. Fox News went on to say, under the risky program, the hardened fighters must promise to give up violence. Well, as long as they promise, I mean, you know, because that works out really well. Because they're threatened with further punishment. Further punishment. Oh, well, since you said they're threatened with further punishment. Because we're giving them the get-out-of-jail-free card. That's not punishment enough. They may get further punishment. 888-340-3373. The news report also states, even though they're threatened with further punishment, there is nothing stopping them from resuming attacks against Afghan and American troops. Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad this journalist had the foresight to understand what was actually happening. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
And then you scream. What causes this?
A lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360
or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Venues that I
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, live from New York. We're glad you're with us. The phone number is 888-340-3373. And those of you listening in Orlando, Florida, AM 660, WORL, thank you
for welcoming us into your life. And also in Grand Rapids, Michigan, WPNW, The Pledge, AM 1260. Two new places where you can find the Baldwin McCullough Show every single weekend. Got lots of interesting things to discuss each week. How do we pare it down to just two topics each week? I'm not quite sure. But, friends, some final thoughts on this letting the terrorists go stuff. By the way, in the next hour, I started a fight on Facebook this afternoon, actually this evening, and I'm feeling bad about it, but maybe I shouldn't. You weigh in on it when we get into the next hour. It has to do with attachment parenting and that cover of Time magazine. Did you see it this week? It's a 26-year-old, very fit female in a tank top with her left side pulled down and a 5-year-old toddler nursing, standing up on a stool in front of her. Not much left to the imagination. Anyway, we'll talk about the whole idea of attachment parenting, because I'm becoming a student of the argument. But we'll get into that. Final thoughts, though, on this releasing the terrorist stuff. Friends, the American people have been wronged on several levels in this story. The fact that they're releasing these terrorists secretly says, in and of themselves, they know it's the wrong. The administration knows it's the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong approach to take. If they were proud of it, they'd just be right out there saying that they were going to do it with no shame. But the fact that they have to secretly do it indicates that they don't have a great deal of confidence. And even in the news reports that have surfaced because of it, there's enough problematic stuff in just the news reports to make you wonder, why didn't somebody in Washington, D.C. wait a second, hit the pause button here. Has anybody thought this through? Because they're letting terrorists go back to their terrorist cells in places where the international forces are losing to the Afghanistan forces, or to the terrorist forces. And these people are going to be free to re-engage the fight against the Afghans and the Americans. Friends, this is absolute lunacy. And even the author of the news article says, look, even though they're threatened with greater punishment, it doesn't mean that they won't go back and fight some more. And I think that's exactly what you're going to end up seeing happen. Anyway, Kevin McCullough in for the actor Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Baldwin McCullough Live, the broadcast you're listening to. And we're grateful to be with you every Saturday night from 9 to 11. So thanks for making us a part of your Saturday evening as you roll along. Coming up, hour number two is next. We hope you'll keep it right here. Every 2 seconds,